In our health and food-conscious society, saying you eat Wonder Bread is like admitting you watch professional wrestling instead of PBS. But Wonder Bread is the top-selling bread in the world. So is Wonder Bread the greatest thing since sliced bread? Does it build strong bodies 12 ways? Food critic Carolyn Wyman doesn't really care. She told Steve Paulson she just likes the stuff.
You put peanut butter and jelly on rye bread or whole wheat bread, and it's like a war of flavors. You know, whereas on Wonder Bread, it's like a showcase for some great American foods like peanut butter and jelly and grilled cheese. I mean, those things that just wouldn't work on whole wheat. And nutritionally, too, I mean, it may have gotten a bad rap because, you know, everyone talks about how white bread or bread that's been bleached, when whole wheat flour is bleached to make white bread, that you lose a lot of fiber and you lose a lot of nutrients. But they enrich it, you know, with all this good stuff. Personally, I'm a big fan of nutritionally enhanced foods because, you know, I love all sorts of foods that are bad for you. And I love the idea that they just put the nutrition in. I mean, go ahead. I can't taste it. It's still...
Right. Then you don't have to search it out anymore to make sure it's the right kind of food. You can eat whatever you want as long
exactly.
as it's been enriched.
I mean, this is technology. I mean, why suffer through, you know, some kind of horrible health food that you don't like when I can have Twinkies and Wonder Bread that are enriched?
Although my image has been that white bread somehow takes out all of those good vitamins and minerals that would ordinarily be in whole wheat flour, but then
it enriches it.
It sort of doesn't really make sense, does it?
It does in a way, because a lot of kids and your classic American taste is not to have kind of like sourdough bread. I mean, just naturally, you're born, you do not like sourdough. It's like you don't like beer, you don't like coffee. Wonder Bread is one of those great American foods which has basically been tamed to be more palatable to a broader range of people, you know, all the way from the smallest kid to the oldest adult. And it's also tamed in terms of it's much easier than regular bread. I mean, when you look at, you know, what it takes to make a loaf of bread in the old days and what you got. I mean, it took hours and you had this, and I've never successfully made bread. You have to make it rise and there's all sorts of things that can go wrong. And what you end up with is something that's chewy and that kind of has some strong flavors like pumpernickel and rye. And I mean, not everyone likes that. And then by contrast, you have Wonder Bread, which is always the same, okay? And it's bland and it's sweet and it's moldable and it's just like everyone can deal with that.
I remember just loving Wonder Bread when I was a kid, and I especially remember loving the smell of it.
The yeasty sort of smell when you first open the bag, yeah. Actually, a lot of the best-selling, longest-lasting American foods are ones that appeal to kids. Things like Kraft macaroni and cheese and Cheerios and Jell-O and Wonder Bread. I mean, and it's because, again, you know, you can eat it from the time you're like, you know, you first are able to eat foods until you die. And then every new generation has this memory, like I do, of growing up with the food. And even if you don't buy it every day, maybe your taste grows so you can eat other kinds of bread, you still have a warm spot in your heart for Wonder Bread.
I'm curious about the history of this. When did commercial production and distribution of bread start?
Basically, it started around the early 1900s, and it was made possible because of the invention or the widespread availability of motorized delivery trucks and the invention of the automatic bread wrapping machine. Because really, the big issue with bread, of course, is that it be fresh. Initially, the company that made Wonder, they made a one-pound loaf, which is what most people were making, called Merry Maid. And then in 1920, they got the idea of making a pound-and-a-half loaf, which no one else was making. And to make that distinction and to sort of, you know, get people really excited about it, they thought Wonder would be a great name. Because, man, this is, like, big. This is really exciting. You know, it's Wonder Bread. It's 1.5 pounds.
Now, one thing I'm curious about in the history of bread making and especially commercial distribution, when did sliced bread start?
Sliced bread was 1930, and it was also a Wonder innovation. They came out with it first in 1930. And you know that expression, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread, because, you know, it's a pain to have to try to cut the bread evenly and all that. And again, it's like this thing of the kind of the great holy grail of American processed foods is that it be consistent, that it be easy, that like every Wonder Bread is the same size and every slice is the same size. I mean, there's a beauty in that. There's like this comforting thing that you can go to Wonder Bread when you're 8 and then again when you're 60 and it's exactly the same.
Uh-oh, a bread squeezer.
She's going to squeeze us to see how fresh we are.
She'll find out why people call us the fresh guys.
Mm.
First they wrap us warm, then Wonder Stay Fresh wrapper. That keeps the freshness in.
And rushed warm into the bakery truck.
Here she comes.
Oh, that's smart.
Wonder helps build strong bodies 12 ways, and one squeeze tells you why people call us the fresh guys. Woo!
Carolyn Wyman is the author of many food books, including Jell-O, a biography. She spoke with Steve Paulson.